I have 9:03 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475615 through checks number 475694, warrants 8371. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from April 16th, 2024. Is there any questions or comments or corrections that need to be made?
I don't have any.
I didn't see anything either.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 16th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the NAP Local Government Certification, file number 24-046, Commission. Yes, please. I was fixing to call you up. I was just getting everything in order here. So, good morning. With us this morning, we have Ms. Glenda Hunt and
Stephen Mills.
Stephen Mills, you are the grant writer. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. We had this on the agenda week before last, I believe, and we had taken no action because there was a section in which we wanted a little more insight as far as the project possibility, the location, because there were certain things that were asked of us to make sure that there weren't any conflict with the existing plans and with what we were presented before. We weren't able to make, you know, an assessment that we could be comfortable with at that time. So, if you could please just kind of give us an idea of what the Friendship site is, talk about it, please.
Sure. Well, the Senior Friendship site is our legal nonprofit name for our senior center, which is located on 160 down here. And what we have done is we have purchased land out on East 76, where actually the farmers market is located. And on that land is where we are going to build a new senior center. A couple of different reasons. One, we have outgrown this one. Secondly, we have some major septic issues. And because of that, we have to have the septic pumped every 2 weeks. And we've had to do that since 2016. So, and I have gotten bids on pumping the septic, or replacing it, and the lowest bid in 2017 was $200,000, and we would lose half of our parking lot, which, you know, and at that time, that's when the board decided, hey, we've got to find a different place. We've got to, because we were growing then, we've grown so much more since then, and so we have this 8.5 acres out there that we're planning on building the senior center. And by the way, that land, we have paid for it. We've been debt-free since July of 2021. So, anything else? You want the size of the building?
Probably, yes, if we could talk a little bit about that, yeah.
11,000 square feet.
Okay.
It will have, of course, kitchen facilities, dining room. It will have a game room. It will have an exercise room, a board room.
So it will, flex spaces.
Yeah, very flexible rooms that we can use. Like, say, for instance, if someone wanted to come and have a meeting, there would be rooms there available that they could use.
Over the last few years, I know you guys have came before us different times going over the plan and explaining it. And I think somewhere in the documents it asked if that we had an ordinance or anything against it and everything, and Taney County Committee does not.
We do not, yeah. Okay.
Does the city limits not, does it go
around?
You know,
it's really interesting.
Does it go around?
That land out there was owned by Mr. Manley.
Ron.
Ron. Yeah.
Okay. I knew a Ralph Manley in Kansas
City. Ron and Tresson.
Ron Manley. Anyway, where the farmer's market is, that was his garage. Okay? Well, I guess he was approached about annexing into the city. He said, you can annex all of this land into the city except my garage. So that farmer's market is actually county. Okay? You step out either side door of the farmer's market and you're in the city. So we are building the senior center on the city.
Okay. See, I thought it was around that property there.
Well, and at one time, all of it, the other land where this little strip is at across from church, at one time that acreage there was not in it. The person did not want to be annexed in either. I think it recently sold and they asked to be annexed in. But
who's that now? Is that?
That's where the they're building, what's it called? They're building the big.
Oh, Great Escapes?
Yes. That just was recently, at the beginning when that was sold and everything, all of that acreage back in there.
Oh, okay.
None of that was,
okay,
it was just certain parts of all of that was annexed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was done a little different.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as ours, we're building the senior center. That is annexed into the city.
That's insane. Okay. So the purpose of my question is do we have the authority to even sign this on the governing body? Because
if it's in the city?
If it's in the city.
No, it's in the county, isn't it?
The
city sent us to you guys.
Okay.
The reason is because the area we serve Kissimmee Mills, Walnut Shade, all the eastern part of the county. So the city, I called the city first since we were in the city, and they said, okay, you guys need to go to the commission.
I
misunderstood you. I thought you said that they left that part out. Where you're at, but you're saying they did annex where the farmer's market is at.
We're in the city.
Okay.
Regardless of what the city says, I don't know this, they could be correct. Who you serve probably doesn't matter as much as where you're located when it comes to the local government certification.
I believe when it comes to the NAP tax credit application, they're looking for the individuals that we're serving, a governing body that ensures that there's no plans to create another senior center 10 miles down the road that's going to serve the same population.
So that's more along the lines of the question, rather than the actual physical location of it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. And then with this grant, you have secured significant funding. We'll be able to secure significant funding.
$500,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a proposed budget on what?
$1.4 million.
Is what you think the cost is going to be?
Mm-hmm. Correct. They've made it less and less easy to provide the entire grant application. In the past, it was typed and printed out. Now it's an online portal that there is no function to print, and if you pull it into Word, it gets very, very messy with the tables. So we weren't able to provide that on the budget.
But again, the purpose of today is essentially...
This is the final step.
But the purpose of today is essentially, there's no plans for the governing body to provide other services.
Correct.
There's no financial contribution on our end. There's no financial anything.
That's correct.
It's just saying that we are not in conflict
with something that we
anything that you guys might be
or future
to
plans
do.
Of another senior
correct.
Center. Okay. Anybody else have any other questions?
You say 1.4 million?
Mm-hmm. Correct. This is a $500,000 NAP application credit at 70% credit.
Gotcha. Do you guys feel like any of the concerns that's been brought up by council's been resolved?
I feel with the statements that we've heard from them this morning, that has clarified what I was in question about.
Okay. Move to approve the local government certification for the senior friendship site as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all.
To get the live signature.
Huh?
To get the live signature.
Sure.
That's what I was wondering if that needed to be in the motion.
It's going to have to have the clerk.
Yeah, it's going to have Stephanie, so when it leaves here and she's not in, actually, we've got Nikki here.
Do you know where the county clerk's office is?
Hey, Nikki.
Do you have a second?
Yeah. So it has to go off tomorrow.
For this, we need signature. Can you walk through and make sure that it gets to the clerk with them?
Yes.
Do you mind to do that? Make sure we get a copy that we can just kind of walk them through. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next order of business, we have notice of award letter for Historic Highway 165 Scenic Overlook Improvements, 4195.27. With us this morning, we have Mr. Devin Huff, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, and Ms. Journey
Jackson
with Great River Engineering.
How are you guys?
We're great. How are you, ma'am?
Good. Look at me. I'm just going to sit right here.
Yeah.
Did you guys have an opportunity to see the recommendation of award letter that I put together?
Correct.
Awesome. So we had a really great, plan holder list for this one, and all of the folks that were plan holders did attend the pre-bid meeting. It is a time of the year where schedules, are a little... people trying to fit work in or what have you, but we did have one good, successful, and qualified bidder. Hunter Chase and Associates came in with a bid of $185,028, which fits in with, it's under actually the probable cost that we had, so that seems pretty good. So we did recommend them. We do recommend that you move forward with those folks and give them a notice of award. they are able to meet the time frame. The time frame is kind of compressed. We're trying to get things back open. It'll have to close the whole overlook